30, man. The day I became 30, with my feet on the desk in the morning time. You're 30. Congratulations, man. The day I became 30, I was sitting with my feet on the desk playing pinball machine, drinking coffee, and a loud voice says, "Roy, is this what you want till you're 65? And immediately, without thinking, I said, "No, this is not what I want." And I was looking behind me. He said that. It was just my inner voice, you know.
But you really like heard it,
huh?
You really heard it.
I really heard it, like I heard you here. That was why I was looking over my shoulder. Who's there? But there was nobody. And that moment, I raised up, went to my boss because everybody have a boss. And I said, "Boss, I'm leaving now, and I'm never coming back to this building here." And he looked behind his desk to me. Two times from head to side. I said, "Roy, that's not a good thing to say. Go to the doctor." And I told him, I'm not sick. "Roy, shut up. Go to the doctor." And the doctor said, "Man, you got a burnout." And they have to explain me what a burnout was. Because I know burnout with spinning wheel, you know, with a moped.
Yeah.
In my early days.
I know burnout.
Yeah. But that was for me a burnout with a spinning wheel. So I said, "What's the burnout?" "Yeah, you're giving yourself too much to work."
And you said, "Well, it was not too much for other people, but..."
And he said, "Go home for 3 months." And I was thinking by myself, yes, because it was summertime. And after that 3 months, he said, "How is it now with you?" "Yeah, same, not different." 3 months more.
And you got paid for that?
That's the Holland system. When you're sick for a whole year, you get in the social security system and it gives you money.
Cool. How much do you get?
1400.
1400. All right, man. Not working. So, shit. You get less in Germany.
Yeah, I know. I met some German people over here. German people. Petra lives here for 11 years in the forest now. Got only one teeth left. And she says, "Roy, you're a happy man. You're a lucky man."
1400.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to travel.
And I can. I don't say that. I'm allowed to spend 4 weeks, but I play stupid.
So they don't check it?
If they check me, then I said, "Okay, man, sorry, it's a mental problem I had. I didn't know that I was already for 4 months here. Okay, I'll come back to Holland. Will you help me then?"
Okay. So, the next problem is how to become a citizen of Holland.
Yeah. I know some nice girls.
Oh yeah, that's a
possibility. I know some nice girls,
yeah. 1400. Damn.
But let me introduce myself. Roy.
Andy.
Andy?
Yeah,
Andy. With Sandra.
Sandra.
Hi,
Andy. And Arsi and Iris.
But they're talking.
Iris and
Arsi.
Arsi, okay.
And actually, Sandra lives near the German border, in Hengelo.
Where?
In Hengelo.
Hengelo.
From
Eastern Germany.
Yeah.
Where?
From Cologne.
Cologne?
Cologne? Köln?
Köln.
Yeah, we too, but
Cologne.
For English-speaking people, you always like Cologne.
Okay. It's okay. Learning all the time.
Osnabrück, that area.
All right, yeah, okay. From there, okay. Yeah, it's a bit more north than
Köln. Yeah.
So the name of the thing was Camelot.
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 If you have a pen. I've got a pen.
Oh, well,
I don't have paper.
I can